Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new podcast, listen, the Pod Squad are with me this Monday to tell us their thoughts about the new podcast from the football site Goal called Icons.
From Tepito to the Azteca. The incredible story behind Argentina's shirts at the 1986 World Cup. In Mexico, Maradona's brilliance was written in jerseys hastily bought from a street market. I'm Martin Tyler, and this story, based on the feature written by Carlos Martinez and Nicolas DeMarco, is one of 10 episodes in Icons, a Goal podcast that revisits the last 10 World Cups from a unique perspective, bringing the spirit of the tournament back to life.
Yeah, this afternoon's Pod Squad, our own Tom Douglas from the News Talk newsroom and Sarah Jane Tobin from DMG Media. Good afternoon. Happy New Year, folks.
Good afternoon. Very Happy welcome. New Year. Can we still say that?
Yeah, of course we can. Okay. Yeah, of course we can. Tom, explain, I suppose, the background to this podcast, first of all, to listeners.
There's only two episodes out for the moment.
English language
yeah. ones. I think the French language version has a lot more out. So yeah. If you speak French, absolutely go for it. Like Martin said in the clip there, Martin Tyler is the voice of the podcast in English. They're looking back at the last 10 World Cups and picking moments or picking kind of little threads or stories that are off the beaten track, or perhaps something a little bit quirkier, a little bit unusual, related to the football that has happened, or related to a person. In the case of the second episode, it's Franz Beckenbauer that they're kind of taking a closer look at. So it's not a football podcast, but
it is. But it
is a football podcast.
They focus in a lot on feature articles. He always credits this podcast is based on a feature article written by so-and-so for such and such publication. And it's very cool. Like, I actually love to read the stories.
So it's a little, that I got from the first, the first episode that I've listened to, or first episode of the series, from Ronaldo's haircut, Maradona, the kit that they wear, how they decide. Like, it is sort of the real quirky stuff, isn't it?
It's gas. I mean, okay, hands up in the air. I'm not a massive football fan. I am a football fan in that, like, you know, lifelong kind of always followed Leeds United, Shamrock Rovers. I'll follow the Irish team and stuff like that. And I remember, like, the hysteria of World Cup 1990. Like, that was one of my early memories, like, doing the conga line up Rathfarnham Village with all the owl lads. But, like, that's what it's all about in my head. That's what I always look forward to at World Cups and stuff like that. Even when Ireland aren't contributing, I love watching it because of the fans. Like, have you ever been in the stands at a football match, it's just such a buzz, but the stories then behind it,
and every World Cup has one.
There's more than one.
Suarez handball against Ghana, there's Saipan, actually the film is, I haven't seen
sorry,
the film
I haven't actually, yet. I went to see the film over Christmas and it is brilliant.
I haven't seen it
the
yet.
Movie is, it's fantastic.
That's
really,
Steve
really
Coogan
good.
And who plays
Rena Hardwick, isn't it?
And you don't have to be a massive football fan to enjoy that
well,
movie
that's
either.
The same as this podcast.
Absolutely.
Really, because, like, okay, so the story,
I wonder that, Sarah Jane, even just after the first episode.
100%, right? So I loved the first episode because I'd never heard that story.
Janky or something about the first.
Maybe just explain to listeners, Tom, what they get in the first episode.
The first episode is quite short. It's only 15 or 16 minutes, isn't it? But it's about the 1986 World Cup, and it's specifically about Argentina. The 1986 World Cup is famous for the hand of God goal, Maradona's first goal, second half against England in the quarterfinals. But the shirt he was wearing is the most interesting point. FIFA had told Argentina a couple of days or a couple of weeks previous that they had to wear a dark coloured shirt because England were going to wear white. Argentina wear white and light blue stripes. So they couldn't wear
similar.
Yeah, it's too similar. Mm. And the Argentina kit staff said, well, we don't have anything that would suit the Mexico heat. If we put our players in what we have, they will absolutely suffer. They'll melt. So they went out into the streets of Mexico during the World Cup and found a counterfeit dealer and said, yeah, we'll take, you know...
And they did.
We'll take 20 of those and we'll stitch our own numbers and names and they logos or whatever.
The night before the match, all the kit team were stitching
the numbers.
Numbers were
crooked and the logos came out. Some of them weren't exactly lined up. And
well, it was kind of funny as well, because even in the second episode, there were stories like that. And it really shines a light on how different the sport is now compared to back in the day. Like, because Franz Beckenbauer, as we were talking about him, actually lent a pair of his boots. I think it was to Maradona.
It was Lothar Matthäus.
Who
lent his boots to Maradona.
Because they didn't have enough boots. Now the players have three sets of boots for every game.
For every year.
And they didn't have enough boots, so he actually lent them. So these boots are now in a museum somewhere that have been worn by both Matthäus and Maradona. It's wild.
I only listened to the first episode, a sort of, you know, background in the house this morning when I was trying to deal with the issues around burst pipes and all of this nonsense. But I'm wondering, are there interviewees in the podcast as well? Do we hear from other people beyond the host?
We hear historical clips.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Of players and of commentators. And sometimes Martin Tyler, the narrator voice you heard there, will put an English translation on. And they've kind of put an effect on it so you can hear. It's pretty easy to distinguish what is his narration and what isn't. But you don't hear interviewees, no.
Okay.
Well, I think that's why they're as short and as bite-sized as they are.
Yeah. Is it, you know, normally I would never say this, but if it's 15 minutes, is it too short?
I don't think so. I enjoyed that first episode a lot.
I would have liked a little bit more in the first, I have to say. I did think it was a little bit short. I was listening to it out walking and...
Because I actually thought my headphones had disconnected from the phone. Like, I had to look down to see, are we still going or what's happened here?
I would have liked it to... Like, I always kind of think the magic number for me is about 26 minutes for a podcast episode, unless it's something like a true crime and you really want to get stuck in. I love kind of... Yeah, 26 to kind of 30 minutes is perfect, because that to me is like 15. Walking back and forth to the bus stop.
Just tell the story and it doesn't need too much more padding around it. I suppose there's going to be a shelf life on this, Tom, in terms of the number of World Cups that we've had so far. So, I mean, we're only two episodes in.
There's 10 episodes that are going to be made, and I think they're starting back in 86. Has there been 10 World Cups since 86?
86, 1994, 98, 2002, 2006, 2010, 2014, 2018, 2022.
No, my brain can't do
that. Did I skip one there? I don't think I did.
No, I don't think I did either.
But it's nice in that it runs into the World Cup this summer as well. Now that the World Cup upcoming has had its issues with ticket prices and with US foreign policy.
But that's not really what this podcast is.
It's not, but it's a nice run-up in that. And also there's something that's mentioned in the intro to the podcast that caught my ear as a small nation supporter, bringing the stories back to life. And I'm like, you don't really need to bring the World Cup back to life, because we were only dancing around our sitting rooms and pubs and airports with Troy Parrott 2 months ago, and we hopefully, fingers crossed, will be again in 2 months' time.
Yeah. But I think that's what makes this so good, is because that's what
it's
football
atmosphere.
Means.
Yeah,
to
there's something
people.
Feverish
Even if
about
you're it. Not a massive football fan.
Yeah.
You can't help but get absolutely.
Everyone can jump on the bandwagon around the competition period. Do you think enough people will care about this if you aren't a football fan, though?
Well, I personally think that the stories are actually very interesting, especially like if you're into history, if you're into anything kind of current affairs-y and stuff like that, I think you will be very interested in it. It's not just for football fans, I don't think. And if you have any sort of allegiance with a particular player or whatever, yeah, absolutely. Mm. But I don't think it's just for football fans. I think if you're into, as I said, history,
there's a lot of political context given as well, particularly for Argentina, because the military dictatorship had just ended before the 1980s, a couple of years before the 1986 World Cup, and the Falklands War had happened previous to that as well. So there's a lot of kind of political context.
Makes it relevant,
for the way that kind of Argentina wanted to kind of get away from that and enjoy the World Cup. And they had this absolute superstar in Maradona, who was playing his football in Italy and would go on to win, is it two Serie A titles in a row with Napoli? It's a nice romantic story for a bit of a bruised population.
but I think it's a romantic story for the game, though,
For the game, absolutely.
I really think it kind of puts it all into context, and what goes on behind the scenes is just as entertaining.
You mentioned two of the two episodes that are out at the moment in English. There's how many in French, did you say?
Oh, we'll find out.
Well, there's quite a few. It's more.
I think there's six out in French, but there are 10 episodes. So this is brand new. It's only coming out.
Yeah.
And I think the first episode dropped at the end of November. So there's two episodes up now. So I'd say there'll be a new.
And I wonder with in the other six that you mentioned, the French episodes, are they all moments that we would know about anyway? Or you'd have some kind of top line?
Andrea, I'm not going to joke. Like, I didn't know these stories. Yeah. I had no idea about these
either,
stories.
I didn't either, but maybe the football fans might.
No, I didn't know any of these things, and yeah. Maybe that's why I was actually
interested
enjoyed
it.
Yeah.
The second episode goes into Germany's trip in the 1990 World Cup. We won't mention the other side of that particular draw. but Germany's trip to the 1990 World Cup focused on Franz Beckenbauer, but also there's mentions of Andy Bremer, who took the penalty to win the World Cup, and Lothar Matthäus, whose boots were broken, so he wouldn't take the penalty that Andy Bremer ended up taking. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Really, I can tell by you. You've really enjoyed it.
Tom got out of a sick bed to come in here and talk about it today.
You're very good. You enjoyed it. You enjoyed it that much.
Audible.
So you're going to stick with it, I take it. Obviously, yes, with the definitely. World Cup. It's a timely publication, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll stick with it too. I think it's one of those things that the one downside I will put to it is that there's only two episodes up and they seem to be quite delayed in releasing them in English. I'd love there to be another couple in the next couple of weeks.
It does seem bizarre to have released six in French and only two in English.
But this is why I'm kind of saying, they're obviously doing a translation.
Yeah.
And Martin Tyler is known for like all his football commentary over the years and stuff like that. He's a great voice. He's really nice to listen to. And it's really well produced. So they obviously are putting a lot of effort into it.
It's very tight as well.
Yeah.
How many stars out of five?
I would give it, and don't shoot me, Tom, I give it 3.5, purely because the two downsides I had to it were they're very short. And the second one is, as I said, the delay in the release of the next one.
Tom?
Both fair points. I'm still giving it 5.
But I'm rubbishing them.
Yeah, both fair points, but I'm binning them. No, 5 stars. Absolutely. I love it. And I love football history. And I love learning little facts about St. Lothar Matthäus's boots, which are now in
That's great.
Probably be quite helpful if you're a fan of a pub quiz or something.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah,
that's where some of this material will be regurgitated. We're talking about our pod squad recommendation this week is Icons. It's the new podcast from the football site Goal. And my thanks, as always, to our pod squad this afternoon. Tom Douglas, Sarah Jane Tobin. Thanks a million, folks, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. Now, still...
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.